Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Alistair Clayton, who's Executive Chairman at Thor Energy. How are you today, Alistair?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Zach. Great to see you again.
Right. Thor Energy not quite on the map as much as it should be. Maybe you can tell us what it does and what you do for it.
Sure. Thor Energy is a dual-listed ASX company. It's been beavering away in the sort of alternative energy metal space for quite a number of years. Recently, we had a sort of refresh of the board, and we've made our first foray into the natural hydrogen space, not to be confused with the green, yellow, blue, purple, white, gold versions of manufactured hydrogen. But no, we're about to kick off our program in natural hydrogen in South Australia.
So there seems to be something of a gold rush in the hydrogen area. Is that the case?
Yeah, sure. If you live in Kansas, you'll know all about it. All the tech bros, the Bezoses, the Gates Foundations plowing into the space. The basic premise, Zach, is you burn naturally occurring hydrogen like you might natural gas to power data centers and energy intensive sort of, dare I use the word, AI related sectors.
Right. And is this going to be the main pivot for Thor, or are you going to keep plugging away at your previous activities as well in sync?
Yeah, look, no, good question. Look, long flagged, I've signaled my intent when I was non-executive chairman to rationalise the portfolio. The company had gone down a range of investment cul-de-sacs, for want of a better word. Sometimes commodity prices change, markets move. That's life in the commodities world. But yeah, the hydrogen space is our number one focus. We've retained our US uranium assets. We did some drilling at the end of last year with some okay results. They weren't great, they weren't bad. And we're going to sort of evaluate what we're going to do with those projects. But yeah, we're very much excited at the moment about what we can deliver in South Australia.
I mean, you're obviously at the moment, Thor Energy is a small cap, micro cap, 6 million market cap company. One of the things that I'm sure you're familiar with as you've been around the block is how to get a micro cap into the small cap and mid-tier area.
Sure.
There's a sort of escape velocity. You need to scale up to a certain extent or have a big
win,
etc. What are the sort of the drivers for Thor at the moment on that? In that respect?
Yeah, funny I use that exact phrase, escape velocity, and it's one of the keys in this small cap space. We've done it before with extracting Kalahari, etc. Look, the key, you know, the funny thing about commodities, and I'm sure you know, is it's harder to raise a small amount of money than it is a large amount of money. And what I've found over the last nearly 25 years in the space in the UK is hitting that sweet spot between scale and investability scale with trying to sort of limit yourself on what the potential capex is. Now, I've certainly seen in the metal space over the last 5 to 10 years a divergence. You know, what was possible in metals when you're proposing a $1-3 billion investment from a micro cap or even a mid cap space was possible. I think that pathway is a lot more difficult these days. But what we love about natural hydrogen is, you know, at the end of the day, you're talking relatively small capex to get things into production. And certainly it's dealing in the oil and gas ecosystem where, frankly, big global companies, you can peel off all the names you can think of, come down into the weeds, into the smaller microcap space and play. And that's certainly a big part of the way we see it. Not only growing the balance sheet of the company, Zach, but making sure that we as investors, I'm an investor, I put my cash in, make sure that we own the appropriate amount of the business when we either move forward into large cap space or frankly get taken over.
And for the rest of 2025, what are the key drivers or what are yours for ambitions?
Yeah, look, absolutely. Look, first, the most important cab off the rank was we hired a fantastic new managing director. He's actually an English guy based in Western Australia, and I've just been out with him, showing him around and introducing him to various investors on the sort of western east coast of Australia, and we'll be doing that a bit later on. Look, the key catalyst, as flagged in our news releases, is we've got our prospective resource coming up. And again, I'm perfectly entitled to reiterate what we said in our last RNS. We're a matter of weeks away from releasing that number. That would be the big shiny number on both hydrogen and helium. Okay. We are naturally hydrogen focused, but helium does tend to occur or can occur in the same sort of settings. So we're looking forward to releasing those numbers in the next couple of weeks, and I think that should really excite investors and let them show what we're talking about. And then it's boots on the ground. Andrew Hume, our new managing director, who I'm sure will probably do the next one of these calls on behalf of Thor, will be explaining to everyone what that means, the program going forward. But our ultimate aim is to be drilling by the end of this year. And we are extremely confident that if we have even a modicum of success, that will attract international interest. I mean, just to slightly digress, Zach, the most important thing to understand about natural hydrogen is A, after you've got it, is B, where it's located. Hydrogen does not travel like, say, natural gas, whether you freeze it, whether you need to be near your industry. And this is the key selling point of South Australia. We've got the Whyalla Steelworks, which were taken in government hands last week, which is going to be transformed into green steel using naturally occurring hydrogen. And we've got domestic gas and intermingling in Adelaide and a raft of other heavy users from potential from Olympic Dam through to the Port Pirie lead smelter. It's about location. So we look forward to educating the market on the back of some pretty substantive prospective resources in the next couple of weeks.
Alistair Clayton, Executive Chairman at Thor Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Pleasure as always, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.